Hello, and a warm welcome to Celebrating Success. Thank you for joining me. I'm Pauline Barclay, author of 9 published books and the founder of Chill Awards for Independent Authors. Today on Celebrating Success, I am talking about my latest publication, Past Secrets and Lies. Past Secrets and Lies is the second book in my Gardner and Chataway Cozy Mysteries. P.I. Craig Gardner and his assistant, Rue Chataway, try to solve some of the local mysteries. At their side is Craig's furry friend, Barney, a cockapoo. Barney's image is the logo for the series and can be seen on both book covers. Ex-detective inspector Craig Gardner took retirement after spending 30 years in the force and set himself up as a private investigator. His partner Ella encouraged him to take an assistant. She had in mind her niece, Rue. Craig was reluctant, but after giving Rue a trial period of 2 weeks, he realised she was perfect for the job. The two worked together well. Craig, with his years of experience from the police, and Rue, who is 19 and full of enthusiasm and confidence, letting nothing daunt her. Oh, to be 19 again. Oh, here we go. Although there are 2 books in the series, they are both standalone reads and can be read in any order. You might wonder how I came about the titles. Well, believe you me, for me it is one of the hardest parts of writing. You have all the characters and the story, and then you realise you need a title. Oh, that does daunt me, I can tell you. Throughout the writing process, I am jotting down titles that might be suitable, and none of them ever are. The list becomes long, and I begin to worry if I'm ever going to come up with a suitable one. You might not realise, and you might think I'm crazy. You wouldn't be the first, I may add. But the characters become real to me. They are part of my day and night. In fact, there are times when I think I know them better than I know anyone else. Oops, sorry, I digress. We were talking about titles. In the first book of the series, the title came after a conversation with Craig and Rue. Craig turned to Rue and said, "You would be surprised just how many breakthroughs come from writing. Come from something or someone you least expect. I still believe in serendipity." And there it was, the title. I thought, that is perfect for this book. And yes, what happened to book 2? Well, it was much the same. The title came from a character who spoke to Craig. So all my characters are real to me because I want them to be real to you. Because if they're not real to me, they can never be real to you. But believe you me, they sit at my side and are now begging me to write book 3. Anyway, back to serendipity and past secrets and lies. Although part of the Gardner and Chataway series, they are standalone reads. In Serendipity, Jenny Cooper wants to know why her husband, Mark, has not returned home. Their marriage was a good one, and with young twin boys, she is beyond worried as to what might have happened to him. Whilst Craig and Rue look into the disappearance of Mark Cooper, Claire Bentley visits their office. Claire is convinced her husband, who is a prominent surgeon at the local private hospital, is having an affair, and with this on her mind, she instructs them to find for her evidence of his infidelity. If that is not enough for Craig and Rue to be getting on with, a body is found in Robinson Glen. The duo feel compelled to find out who the body belongs to. The question is, are they able to find answers to all of these mysteries? I can't tell you. You have to read the book. In book 2, Past Secrets and Lies, find Craig and Rue caught up in more mysteries and deceit. Why are debt collectors hounding the new occupants at number 1? Is Linda Keegan responsible for the missing £25,000 from the factory Christmas Club Fund? And to add more to the couple's workload, could there be a connection between a suicide and a house being demolished? And how did a smartly dressed woman end up sleeping rough on a riverboat? With plenty to focus on, can the duo find answers? And again, I have to leave it with you to have a look. Both books are available in Kindle and paperback and can be ordered on Amazon or through any leading bookshop for the paperback. Well, you can't get a Kindle in a bookshop. Well, not yet, I don't think. Whatever your choice of format, I hope you will enjoy reading these two feel-good, cosy mysteries. Well, that's it. I think you've heard enough of me for a few moments. So this is the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I did telling you about my latest books. As always, thank you for your time and thank you for joining me. And I can't wait to share your company again very soon. Until next time, I hope the sun is shining on your face and in your heart. Ta-ta for now. And you can find more about me on my website, paulinebarclay.co.uk.